Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The White House said Wednesday three of the nation's largest consumer goods carriers, Walmart, FedEx, and UPS, along with the busiest U.S. port, the Port of Los Angeles, are beginning or at least moving towards 24-hour-a-day, 7-days-a-week service. Moves designed to clear up backlogs created by disruptions in the nation's supply chain. The announcement comes as U.S. President Joe Biden hosts what the White House is calling a virtual roundtable with representatives from the shipping companies, retailers, and port workers unions to discuss ways to move goods around the nation faster. As the nation emerges from the pandemic, many U.S. industries have experienced difficulties obtaining raw materials and retailers receiving finished goods in their stores. White House officials say much of the problem is driven by increased demand from consumers as shippers get back up to speed after shutting down for at least part of the pandemic. Senior Biden administration officials say they're seeking similar 24/7 commitments from major U.S. retailers like Target and Home Depot, among others, to clear up the backlog of consumer orders. The White House COVID response team reported Wednesday that vaccination rates in the United States have risen by 20% after private businesses, healthcare systems, social institutions, and state and local governments adopted COVID-19 vaccine requirements directed by the Biden administration. During a virtual briefing, White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients says 77% of eligible U.S. residents have now received at least one vaccination. Also at the briefing, U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rachel Walensky said the 7-day average of daily COVID-19 cases fell 12% from last week, and the 7-day average of daily deaths was down by 5%. This is VOA News. Ninety-year-old Canadian actor William Shatner, also known as Captain James T. Kirk from the television and movie series Star Trek, Wednesday officially became the oldest person to fly to space as he and three other civilians successfully blasted off and landed safely in the West Texas desert. From a remote launch site, Shatner and his fellow passengers blasted off mid-morning Texas time, riding in commercial aerospace company Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket and capsule. They flew to the edge of space, about 106 kilometers above the Earth, then returned, parachuting to the ground. The entire fully automated flight lasted roughly 10 minutes. Shatner was greeted at the capsule by Blue Origin's founder Jeff Bezos, who hugged the actor and offered him champagne, which was later sprayed on the rest of the crew. Unemotional and exhilarated, Shatner told Bezos, "What you have given me is the most profound experience. I hope I never recover from this." For Shatner, the history-making flight was a fitting endeavor for an actor who, for decades, portrayed a legendary starship captain. For Shatner, the history-making flight was a fitting in, or for Blue Origin, it was the second commercial flight. The first commercial flight was completed in July when Bezos and three others went on a similar 10-minute suborbital journey. Flights by U.S. air carrier Southwest Airlines appear to be running closer to normal Wednesday after the airline canceled nearly 2,400 flights over a 3-day span earlier this week. The commercial air traffic tracking service FlightAware reports by midday Tuesday, Southwest had canceled fewer than 100 flights, or 2% of its schedule. Southwest maintains that bad weather and air traffic control issues in Florida Friday set off failures in which planes and pilots were out of position for their next flights. The crisis peaked Sunday when Southwest canceled more than 1,100 flights, or 30% of its schedule. The flight disruptions began shortly after the union for Southwest's 9,000 pilots has asked a federal court to block the airline's order that all employees get vaccinated against COVID-19. Both Southwest and the union deny reports that the flight disruptions were due to a protest, sick out, or slowdown by employees against the vaccine mandate. The International Energy Agency said Wednesday global investment in renewable energy needs to triple over the next decade to meet the goal of reducing carbon emissions set out by the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. In its annual World Energy Outlook report, the UN Energy Agency says the growth of renewable energy sources such as wind, solar, and hydropower continue to lag far behind the continued use of fossil fuels, including coal-powered plants, which would defeat the goal of reaching net zero carbon emissions by 2050. The 2015 Paris Accords call for cutting carbon emissions to limit the increase in global temperatures to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The IEA warns that global temperatures would be 2.6 degrees Celsius higher than pre-industrial levels by the year 2100. This is VOA News. VOA 1.